إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله, we come to the last of the series on آداب of learning, and I want to remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided a safety net for the true student of religion, for the true student of Islam, as long as he remains in the mindset of a student, and as long as he considers himself to be a student and does not start imagining that he is a teacher. And that safety net is the safety net of maghfirat, of forgiveness for faults. As long as the student considers himself to be a student, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will forgive his faults. If he makes mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the mistakes. But if he gets arrogant and he starts considering himself to be a teacher, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him responsible for what he says and responsible for what he does and does not do, and that is a very dangerous place to be in. And the guarantee of this, inshallah, the safety net is in tawbah, is in continuously making tawbah, especially after you have been doing any work of da'wah. And even more especially when you find that as a result of doing the work of da'wah, you are getting some name and fame, you are getting some appreciation, then the tawbah and the sincerity of the tawbah and the frequency of the tawbah should increase. The best dalil for tawbah is, of course, from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that I make tawbah 70 times a day. I make istighfar 70 times a day. And the Sahaba have narrated that they have counted up to 100 times. Tawbah and istighfar, two related things. Istighfar is to apologize, is to be sorry for, is to regret, is to be contrite about anything that we have done or anything that we omitted to do which we should have done. And tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So istighfar and tawbah go hand in hand. There is no such thing as making istighfar and continuing to do the evil. There is this great misconception among the people, not only among the students of Islam, but among everybody, to say that, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also shadidul iqab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim, Allah will forgive, but people who play games with Allah, people who say one thing and do something else, people who make tawbah and continue with doing their evil, then they should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like people who play games. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like people who tell lies. So if you say you are sorry for something and you do it again and again, deliberately, consciously, then I don't know what excuse one would have before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So it is very important to keep that in mind. So for the student, it is very important to make tawbah. For the student, it's very important also to continuously make dua for hidayah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not promise hidayat to the person who reads the Quran. He did not promise hidayat to the person who follows the sunnah. He did not promise hidayat to anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayat to whoever he wants. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. He said, you cannot give hidayah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot give guidance, you cannot give hidayah, you cannot bring on the straight path anyone you like, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring on the straight path and will bring on the straight path and give hidayah to whoever he likes. And this is an ayah of comfort to Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he used to be so upset and so aggrieved, especially at the fact that his uncle Abu Talib was not listening to him, and also the fact that most of his family did not accept Islam at that time, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very aggrieved. And it is to comfort the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this revelation and said that don't worry about this, this is not in your control, it is not something that is that you have been made responsible for. Your job is to convey وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Your job is to convey clearly, and your job is not anything more than that, to convey clearly. Now therefore, when the student of Islam when the person is going out in the path in the search of hidayah, in the search of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must make tawbah continuously and consciously and stay clear and clean. Final point with regard to this is also to pay great attention to what you eat and what you see and what you hear. Three very important things. The eyes must not see haram, the ears must not listen to haram, and the person must not eat anything which is haram. Now obviously anyone who is serious about studying Islam will consciously avoid will not consciously seek that which is haram, whether it is seeing or hearing or eating. So he will deliberately not do it and he will not seek that by himself. But what does happen, and may Allah protect us from that, is that without consciously seeking it, we indulge in things which are doubtful. So we eat stuff which is doubtful, we see things which are doubtful, and so on. And now this is something to be consciously avoided, because taqwa is to avoid the doubtful. Taqwa is to avoid the doubtful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not go, la taqrabuha, tilka hududullah, wa la taqrabuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not go near them. Allah did not say, do not cross them. He said, do not even go near them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like the boundary of the king. And if a shepherd is grazing his sheep close to the boundary, then there is a chance that some sheep will stray across the boundary and the shepherd will be in trouble. So therefore, he said, stay clear of the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't even go near the boundary of the king. So taqwa is to stay away from the doubtful. Now, ask yourself how you can eat and drink something where you don't know what the contents are. So it is the job of the person to find out. And if you find that there is something where you do not know the ingredients, you do not know the content, then quite obviously, I don't think you need any fatwa for this, quite obviously and quite clearly you should not eat or drink that. And so therefore that refers to a lot of the stuff that we drink, especially Coke and Pepsi and also other stuff where we don't know the contents. And if you don't know the contents, then to drink that thing or to eat that thing is clearly against taqwa, and it is quite likely that you are eating something which is not permitted. All of this affects acquisition of knowledge, because in Islam, as I mentioned right on the first day, acquiring knowledge is not memorizing stuff, acquiring knowledge is not reading this or that book. Acquiring knowledge is to enable and allow and to make it possible for what we read and what we learn to actually enter the heart and to change our lives. And that does not happen if we are eating or drinking or seeing or listening to that which is haram. So continuously making tawbah, being very conscious about tahara of the body, of the qalb, of the ruh, keeping your heart and your mind pure, and making tawbah for all the impurities that might still go in there despite our best efforts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and make an ease for us the path of learning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to learning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His nur and with the muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of hidayah towards the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to bring us on the path of his sunnah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.